I guess we'll look at the start for your team. I mean, coming off a win one, lose one on the road, you're 5-6-3. How would you evaluate your start to the season?
You know, obviously, consistency is a big thing. I mean, we have a big win. We come back in the third period. You're expecting to come out of the gates in the next game against Phoenix, and they score the first shift. I mean, puts us behind the eight ball. We don't respond. We had some chances in the second. Then they come in the third. You're thinking, okay, if we can have another third like we did the night before, you know, we're going to be okay. And then they score again. I mean, those are the things we got to get out of the game. We're doing some good things, but we haven't put them in together in long stretches. I mean, obviously, in a short, condensed season, we got to win a few. You know, you got to get on a little bit of a roll here. Win 3, 4, 5 in a row, and then you're off. But right now, we're just win one, lose one, and it's not acceptable.
How do you do that? How does a team find consistency?
I mean, I think the big thing for us is we got to do all the little things. We got to kill penalties better. Power play's been good. We got to keep that going, but we also have to kill the penalties when we get them. And we got to play with a little bit of edge and a little bit of a swagger. I mean, you got to go into the games believing you're going to win every game and play like it. I mean, play determined hockey. And if we do that, and when we do in spurts, I watch and I'm excited because I'm like, that's exactly what we're trying to do. It's going perfectly. And then all of a sudden, it looks like we're not moving our feet. That's the one thing about our team. We don't have guys that are going to score every night where we're like, if you have two or three lines that are scoring, well, right now we're just having a little bit inconsistent, like you said, in the mm-hmm. scoring department. So everyone's got to pull in. We got to dig deep and find ways to win as a group. It's all five guys. You can't have one guy taking a shift off. We got to, every shift, you got to have all five guys working together.
And Craig, we've seen in the past when this team is on a bit of a high, it's almost over the top. And when the team isn't playing well, it's almost like you've hit rock bottom. It's about finding that even keel. Has it been the same this year? And if so, how do you find that even keel?
I mean, I think, you know, for the most part, the guys, a lot of nights, you know, they're working hard. They're making little mistakes that are costing us games. I mean, and it's not huge mistakes where you'd say you just pinpoint, oh, this is it. It's just, you know, a stick position here. The guy looked the wrong way in a back check. A guy sneaks in behind. You know, you get a bad break. You know, probably the second goal, you know, Danny came out. It hits off his pad and goes in. I mean, it really wasn't even a scoring chance and ends up being a scoring chance. I mean, those are things we got to try to eliminate. Win face-offs. It's all the little things if we can put them together. And I think it's just believing in everybody, believing in ourselves, and just to get on a little bit of a roll so we can do that. But the guys have been positive. They work hard in practice. I mean, they're doing all the things. You know, they're coming in to do the video. They're doing everything that the coaches could ask for. And now we just got to start to get some results game in and game out, and that's going to make the difference.
And you mentioned one of the positives, faceoffs. I know you've been working with the team an awful lot in that area. What's been the difference this year?
You know, the guys, they're practicing. We're watching video. I mean, we're doing all the little things, and it's about the wingers coming in to help too. I mean, a faceoff isn't just about the center. I think our wingers have done a better job. But overall, I mean, the guys want to do it. They want to start with the puck. They don't want to have to chase it around for 10, 15 seconds and then get it back. I mean, they want to start with it. And that's it. It's determination. And, you know, you hate to say it. You watch when I sit above, I'm like, these guys are cheating. Like, tell our guys to cheat. Like, I hate to say it. But, mm-hmm. you know, if some linesmen will let them get their foot in, you know, there's the lines and maybe their whole foot is over the line. I'm like, that gives the other team leverage. I'm like, we have to do the same thing. And if you get kicked out, you get kicked out. But I mean, if you just stay and you're doing it legal, you're not going to win. I mean, guys are too good. They cheat too well. And if you're going to do it proper and they're not doing it proper, then 90% of the time we're going to lose. So you have to cheat a little bit. You know, as the game goes along, get a feel for it. You change things up every now and then too. I said, go forward with one. Just throw the other team off a little bit just so they have to think instead of just doing what they want to do.
Craig Conroy with us of the Flames here on Flames Warm-Up. Calgary and L.A. for the first time this year coming your way at the top of the hour. Now a month into Bob Hartley's on-ice tenure with this team. You've been out there a lot with him during practice. What do you make of Bob Hartley and his coaching staff in their first month with this team?
You know, I think they're well-prepared. They come, and I think what they've done is lay out exactly what they want day in and day out. This is what we need to do. This is the way we're going to play defense. This is what we want to do, neutral zone forecheck, power play, penalty kill. You know, now we have to execute more consistently. That's the big difference. I mean, I think you can see how guys starting to get along, coming through the neutral zone, all the sticks, harder to make passes. Mm-hmm. And when the guys do it well, it's exciting from above to watch and say, holy cow, look how it works when everyone's doing it, how hard it is to make passes, how hard it is to get shots through. You know, I think early on we were really doing well with a stretch pass. I think teams have picked up on it. They're kind of limiting us. We got to find ways around that, but that's what the coaching staff does. They're working with videos with the guys. All the little things, I think, that are going to make us more consistent. And just, I think whenever you're a player, you're thinking a little bit with new systems and new things. I mean, I think now it's starting to get to where they just react and they're doing it. And once that happens, you know, everything is so quick and the margin of error is so small that if you're doing it just a little bit quicker, it's going to make a difference.
And that consistency, if you've got consistency in goal, Craig, it seems to filter forward that the rest of the team is going to have more consistency. Four different goalies so far this year. How tough has that been in the hockey club? You know, just, I guess, as far as, you know, not sure who's back there, what's going on, communication, everything that goes along with it. How much has it really affected the hockey club?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think the guys are all pulling for the goalies that are in there. I think, but you saw when Taylor was out the first shift, you know, he kind of got caught up with Brody. And it is. It's communication and it's timing and it's a feel for everything that's going on and a feel for each other. And it is hard. I mean, I'm not going to make an excuse and say, you know, it's the end of the world. Teams go through it. But, I mean, I think here in Calgary, Kipper's been, you know, the majority of the games he's been in there. So everyone's got a comfort level. And I think you bring in new guys, and it's not their fault or the default or the forward's fault, but it does take a little bit of an adjustment. But the one thing, the guys work hard. I mean, they're in there, and, you know, you really see, like, after the meetings how they want to win for each other. I mean, they do want to do it, and they want to do well for, you know, Taylor last game, and the same thing for Joey tonight. I mean, they want to help these goalies because they know what it's like in Calgary, to the pressure that the goalies are under. And, you know, obviously with Mika being hurt, guys have got to step up, and we got to win games. So, I mean, it is some pressure, but I thought Leland handled it well, you know, and now we got Joey, and then especially with Danny too. I mean, everybody's is trying to pull their weight, and, you know, hopefully we'll get a solid game here tonight.
Any update with Mika?
I think it's getting close. I mean, he's going to talk to the doctors tonight, and I'm watching him. He's looking good, so I'd have to believe it soon. I don't know how long, but I have to believe sooner than later for sure.
He is Craig Conroy joining us here on Flames Warm-Up. Calgary and L.A. coming up at the top of the hour. A lot has been made about the captain. Jerome McGinley, one goal in 14 games so far, but he leads the team with 48 shots on net. What have you seen so far from your former line mate?
Well, I think, you know, as usual, I think we're all talking about it, and he puts so much pressure on himself. I mean, he's the captain. He wants to do it. He knows if he's scoring that we're probably winning more games. I mean, I think, for me, I just want to see him go out there, relax. I mean, the perfect example was in Dallas, you know, with an empty net. I think he just tried to guide that one. Instead of just snapping it, shooting it in the net, he just felt like he wanted to, you know, he's tight, like everyone. I mean, It's human nature. He's trying. He wants to do it. And I think if he just keeps working, keeps shooting, I mean, he's been going out early before practice, shooting pucks, trying to get more comfortable. And, you know, once they start going in, as usual, they do. But, you know, we'd rather have it, you know, start tonight than later. But, you know, he's getting the chances. He's getting the opportunities. Now it's just about, you know, the puck going in the net for him.
And he's not one to make excuses. But you look at the last five games, Craig, starting with five different centermen. And pretty well four of those, you could say, could be American Hockey Leaguers. Alex Tanguy was the centerman last game. How much has that affected his production?
I mean, it definitely, you know, you need to have centers are the guys that get the wingers the puck. I mean, they're there to distribute and do it. I mean, Tangs has done a great job working hard, but he's not a natural center. I mean, I think, you know, Como's not a natural center. The guys that have been with him, it's not to make an excuse for Jerome, but it's just going to, he's going to have to find those spots, get in there and work and dig and, you know, go to the front of the net, get a tip goal, get a rebound. Those are the goals when Jerome's really going well, is when he gets strong in front. I mean, guys can't move him out of the way. He needs to get a rebound, bury. And once he does that, you know, I think it'll come. But, you know, right now with the center situation, we are where we are, you know, and we have to do the best we can. I mean, those guys have got to find. And maybe Tangs looks a little bit too much. I was in the same spot. I overpass it. Jerome, coaches always said, Daryl would say, you know, everybody, Craig, you're overpassing, shoot the puck. It's hard because you want to get Jerome going because you know when he gets on a roll, he's a dangerous player, one of the best, you know, shooters in the game.
Your team went out and pinpointed Yuri Hudler in free agency this year. You don't get him on July 1. You bring him in on July 2. And I think we were all wondering, okay, what is he going to be away from Detroit? So I think there's some who are surprised at just how effective he's been. But knowing that you guys had pinpointed him, how surprised are you with his impact early on?
Well, I mean, this is exactly what you're expecting and hoping for. I mean, that's what he did in Detroit. Obviously, you know, he was playing with Zetterberg and Filppula. But we felt like this is a guy that comes from a winning organization, and he brings the right kind of leadership and attitude. And, I mean, he's been great. I mean, he does all the little things you want our young guys to do. Is, you know, he goes hard from the shifts over. He doesn't coast to the bench. He comes hard to the bench. You know, he puts himself in good positions. He does everything that you possibly could want. And to have him getting rewarded early, you know, was a great move by Jay. We were able to sign him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's been – you know, both him and Weidman have been great signings for us. And, you know, now we just got to build off what those guys are doing, get some other guys involved, and start winning some games.
And Roman Chervenka, you see signs, you know, with the skill and the creativity and that sort of thing. But you can see he's going through growing pains right now, Craig. Is he kind of where you thought he would be at this time?
You know what? He's putting some points up. He's gotten some opportunities. I mean, I think it's definitely the pace of the game's a little bit different for him, plus a small ice surface. I mean, he hasn't played in the North American size ice really ever in his career. So, I mean, he's learning the language. He's doing, you know, all these little things that kind of go along with it. Once he gets more comfortable here and feels better with the pace and feels better with the, you know, with the English, you know, it's nice that he's playing with the Czech guys right now because he can kind of talk to them and figure out what's going on. But mm-hmm. I think once he feels more comfortable, I can't imagine going over and to play in the Czech mm-hmm. and not speaking the language that well and trying to figure out systems and get going. And, you know, he's a soft-spoken guy as is. I think he understands it better than, you know, I even think he's very quiet to talk to, though. But I think it's coming. I mean, I think it's a work in progress. We didn't expect him to come over and just dominate. We weren't sure what to expect, but, you know, I think he really started off good and maybe hit a little bit of a down, tough stretch here, but I think he can go back up. I mean, he's a smart player. He's got great skills, and I think, you know, he's got to shoot the puck a little bit harder. He gets chances. I think he's trying to just guide him in instead of just ripping him because, you know, in the NHL, these goalies are, you know, top-notch.
Final question for you. I know the results haven't been where the team wants them to be, but knowing where this team was 14 games into last season and seeing where they are 14 games into this season, do you see signs of improvement?
You know, I do. I mean, I think it's they're small. They're little things. It's stick placements. It's the power play is doing great. We need to work on the penalty kill. Obviously, your best penalty killer is your goalie. We need to get the save percentage up a little bit on the goaltending side. But, you know, that's with the whole team. I mean, that's not just the goalie. We got to have the D, the forwards. If everybody's coming back to help chip in, it makes a huge difference. But, you know, you do see things at spurts where you really, really mm-hmm. like and you're excited and you're thinking, if we can just bottle it and play 60 minutes. And I know every team's probably saying the same thing, but I definitely feel like we have the personnel. We have enough skill. I mean, it'd be nice to get Sven back in the lineup. You know, hopefully that'll happen soon. But there's guys that are getting opportunities, and now it's time to kind of rise and get some wins going.
Any update on Berchi?
I don't know. I mean, I think it'll be soon for him, too. We've been skating. You know, I've been doing little drills with him one-on-one, and everything seems good. I mean, I think he's very, very close.
He's still not taking contact or anything like that?
You know, no, not yet. I mean, only with me, and I just push him, and, you know, he spins in the corners, and we do little contact drills. But, you know, he's going to need to get back and at least practice with the guys and have some actual physical contact to see how he's feeling.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Craig.
No problem.
He is the special assistant to the general manager of the Flames, Craig Conroy, joining us here in Flames warm-up as Calgary gets set to take on the LA Kings.